bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
You are listening to hour number two of what we like to call the Computer Corner. It's the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and the chairman of the electronic board here at KTAR, Brian Scalzo. Brian Scalzo.
Yes.
Gosh, man. Should have a Bloody Mary before we do the second half of the show.
If it would even be possible, I'd be all about that.
I know. Before we went to break and before we do our Geek Speak of the Week, we were speaking with Jim in Peoria, who has a very common, uber-common problem. He's got two new machines. They both have Windows XP. And unlike Windows 98, where you could just like click, 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 and all of a sudden you can see all the computers and share files and do all that stuff, Jim did not experience that when he set up his little home network. Correct?
It's not set up yet, because that's the problem I'm having.
It's half set up and half working. Probably, you said it was wireless, so probably the internet part works where you
the
can share that.
The internet part works wirelessly. It's really slick.
Yes. Right.
But when I go in to try to do the wizard, then I lose the internet on the laptop.
Hmm. All right.
Well, I would say don't use the wizard.
So
I'm not a real big fan of their...
And get it back to where it was.
Yeah, they're helpful little wizard I'm not a real big fan of, because it tends to work only if everything is aligned properly and you have Uber moons that are...
Yeah, and my wife, we have a photo printer, and my wife would like to send the prints over to the printer wirelessly.
Have to
take it over there and unhook the USB thing from the other computer.
Yeah, that's not any fun at all. And one of the big things that a lot of people miss in setting up a network is that in Windows, everything that's Windows 2000, XP, NT, any of those operating systems, they all have real security.
Real security.
Yeah. Meaning that you have to have... Hi. Hello, everybody in the world. You have to have usernames and passwords of each user set up on each machine that's going to access the same resources. So, for example, in your little two-machine network, let's say on your machine,
Jim,
you're logging on as Jim, and on her machine, she's logging on as Jane.
How about not Jim?
Okay, but to make it a little bit less confusing, we'll call it Jane.
Yeah.
So you've got Jane and Jim, and those are the usernames, because you're clicking on something that says Jim or Jane.
Okay.
And if you have no password... Actually, it is the same as... you have a password, it's just a blank password. So, basically, what has to happen is you need to go to the machines opposite of the ones you normally use and set up each other's users.
So, on Jane's machine, you need to set up an account for Jim. And on Jim's machine, you need to set up an account for Jane. And they have to reflect the exact username and exact same password that you're using on the opposite machine.
What if I'm not using passwords on either?
Then you leave them blank on both.
But remember, the absence of a password is still a password. It's just a blank password.
Okay.
So always remember that no matter what it is, you just make the same user the same password, even if it's no password, on both machines. And you can do that in the control panel. There's a users box there, and you can do that. It's very, very simple.
Well, we're both set up as users, full users on both machines. So I was just trying to go from me to me and see what would happen.
You to you, what do you mean?
Yeah. In other words, Jim on the one machine and Jim on the desktop.
So you already have a username Jim on both machines,
uh-huh.
And they both have no password?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The next thing then would be to set up a share on one of, like, share the printer. Do you know how to do that?
On the computer that has the printer physically attached, what you'd do is go into the control panel, then go into printers, uh-huh. And you could just right-click on the printer, and there should be an option called sharing.
Sharing.
And you want to make sure the little box is checked to say share as, and then you give it a name. It'll have a default name that you can use that's just fine.
You can get it there from the control panel?
Uh-huh, control panel, and then printers. Or it might be just start settings and printers, depending on how you have your system configured.
And go sharing.
And once you can see the printer, and again, you want to do this on the one that has the printer. Here's what you got to remember. Wherever the resource is that you want to share, you need to share it first at the resource, then connect to it from the other machine after it's been shared.
All right, you know, I'm there, and it says, if you understand the security risk but want to share printers without running the wizard, click here. When I click on that?
Yeah. Yeah, you've already figured out the wizard's not your friend.
Uh-huh.
Probably because somewhere along the line it's asking you a question that you don't really know how to answer and you're answering it wrong.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So yeah, you just right-click on
it. Actually, he's not answering it wrong. He's answering it not right.
Oh, there's a difference.
Right.
Yeah. So when you click on sharing, the default, when it comes up, it says do not share this printer. You click over to share this printer and then give it a name.
And it goes through that whole network setup wizard thing again.
Excuse me?
Then it sets me through that whole network setup wizard thing again.
It does. It doesn't give you the option to bail out there to say, I know what I'm doing, let me share this thing?
It did, but it puts me through the process again.
You probably never finished the wizard session. That's why it's trying to kick back in.
Yeah.
You're like in halfway between two. What do they call that thing? Purgatory?
A rock and a heart? No.
Yeah. you're like in the middle of a.
Does anybody have a good manual written in English that somebody can understand and run that through?
We understand all the manuals, but...
See, the problem is the English that we speak is different than the English you speak, because you're from Texas and we're from back east.
Texas?
Well, I mean, I'm just... In computer terms, it's fairly plain English what needs to be done, but it depends on your understanding of the command of the English language.
Yeah, you can try...
segmental language depending on your geeky.
Right.
Yeah.
You can try the dummy series. There's Windows Networking for Dummies. You know, you can try something like that and see if, you know, kind of walk through it step by step. But
yeah.
But chances are what's happened is you're like halfway through, you're halfway in the middle of a process.
Yeah.
And so the computer's like, okay, we got to finish this.
Yeah.
You can also try going online and doing a little bit of searching at your favorite search engine like Google about simple home network setup. There's a place called homenetworking.com. They have all kinds of little guides on how to do something, and step by step with pictures and real plain English, dumbed down kind
of
stuff.
And if all else fails, of course, you can hire a professional.
Right.
Yeah, I might end up doing that.
All right, Jim.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck. Yeah, he's halfway there. He's got the right idea. For those of you that have not done what Jim did, you have to create these usernames across all the machines if you want to be able to share. So
it's more than just going out and buying the stuff and plugging it all in. Then there's some setup that has to occur, and it's a series of setting up users and security, then sharing the resources, then connecting to the resources and establishing that. So, you know, it's three or four different things along the way.
Here's a quick tip from Uncle Ken. It's not necessary. Yeah, no. It's not necessary to share every machine across your network. If you need to share stuff, like printers obviously pretty obvious that you want to share that.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of sharing everything across all machines, make the machine that is the print server, the one that has the printer on it,
mm-hmm.
share a folder or a file or something, or a drive or something on that machine only, and put all shared stuff there.
The less things you have to do, the simpler it is, the more chance for success there is.
Jace.
And the less places to break it.
Keep it simple. You only need one place to share things, so just choose one machine and make that your file server.
Yeah, kind of.
Huh?
Sort of.
Air quotes.
Yeah.
File server.
Is that like air guitar at all?
Yeah.
Air keyboard?
Are we, Oh, it's not time for a break?
It's time for a quick Geek Speak of the Week and then the break.
Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we bring you some verbiage, some help for you to be able to dissect the thing that we call English. It's
some
actually not.
Uber vernacular.
Yeah.
Or an ubernacular.
InfoSlave is this week's Geek Speak of the Week. It's a person in a company's computer department that supports one or more other departments, such as customer service, accounting, marketing, by keeping their software running, known as an InfoSlave. So somebody call the InfoSlave and get them over here to fix this problem.
What if you're a slave to the info? Is
slave
that the same?
I'm a slave to the rhythm.
I'm going to rage against the machine.
Grace Jones. Web Attacks free download of the week is Simple Copier. It's a straightforward and easy-to-use photocopier software that lets you quickly print a copy of any document from your scanner. So it turns your scanner into a copier. Now, having said that, most scanners come with their own copier software. So the only reason to use this is if you have an older scanner that doesn't, or you don't like the program that came with the scanner.
And if you're thinking to yourself, well, ha, 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 I'll buy one of those printer, scanner, copier, blender, slicer, dicers.
Yes.
Ooh, don't hurt yourself.
Just be careful. Make sure it's a good name brand and don't buy the cheap, low-end one.
Make sure the place you buy it from has a good return policy.
Jace.
That would be my suggestion, because you may have to go through a few different models to find the one that works for you.
That's very good. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors. I think it's time for a break. What do you think?
It is time for that, but when we come back, we've got more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827, and we'll be back right after this.